Welcome back to Sunday's Match Report. Spybar is playing Scotchwood Sports at home. Davey Foster in goal. Dazza on the left, keeping his place the third week running. Richie McShane on the right. Chrissy Gould and Alan Myhill are two centre-backs. Trem, Graham Blackett in the centre of the midfield. Out on the right, Mickey Kelly on the left. My favourite player at the minute, Swizz. Up front, Lee Garwood, who's the captain, alongside Liam McIver. Substitutes, Peter Jackson, Billy Holden, Tony Joyce, Marty Scott and Alan Brown. Straight from the off, Spybar on the attack from all angles. From the right, from the left, from the centre. It wasn't long from the first goal came. A ball from Lee Garwood through the middle. Trem took it in his stride, straight to the 18-yard box. Lethal right foot shot straight under the goalkeeper. It was so refreshing seeing that goal go straight in. I looked around, looked at the substitutes. Most of them were messing around, but there was little Alan Brown taking notes how it really should be done by watching Tremble. Now we're coming to Swizz's turn. My favourite player at the moment. Taking the ball up the left, doing his a bit magic. Put the ball straight to the 18-yard box. It cannot miss. Nobody can miss from here. Liam McIver, what, 2 feet out? And the dozy fat bastard went and missed it. How could he miss that? After that disaster miss by that stupid git, I looked down at the subs lane and there was Alan Brown writing notes. Let's hope he wasn't writing notes on Liam McIver's efforts in front of goal. Now it was all Spybar. Spybar on attack all the time. But still couldn't add to that. A goal from Davey Tremble and the half-time whistle eventually came round. Now the second half. It wasn't a long in, it was around about 5-6 minutes into the second half where Potsy was going to make a change because of all them bad misses in the first half. And it wasn't long. Yes, I thought I was right. It wasn't long before the big fat arse had to be removed from the field. And there was the big frame of Liam McIver walking slowly towards the line, looking dejected. All I can suggest, Liam, is you have a good look at yourself in that mirror. Alan Brown came on the field, and it wasn't long before he was straight in the game. Made his way into the 18-yard box, getting his shirt tugged at all times, and it was just take it back to where it was. The referee had no hesitation about blowing the whistle for a penalty. Now it's Davey Tremble's turn. Steps up to take his fifth penalty of the season. No bother at all. Straight into the right-hand corner. And you can see his belly's been well repaired. Now it's time for Scotchwood. Coming a little bit back into the game. Spy takes a foot off the gas. Swizz decides to have a 10-minute break. And it was on the cards where they came through. They got a free kick on the edge of the 18-yard box, where Davey Foster lined up his wall. Ball got through the wall somehow, bounced in front of Davey Foster, and Davey Foster assisted it straight into the net. This put a bit of life into Spybar. The ball got played down onto the right hand side, where Lee Garwood took it in the corner. 8 players round him, he wasn't going to get out of this. Turned, battled his way through, jinked to the left, jinked to the right, pushed him one out with his strength, went through the middle of two, hard right foot drive into the 18-yard box, just to be directed in the goal from Tony Joyce. This is the result Spybar needed after the disappointment of Dorset Sports crashing out of the cup. So don't forget to tune in for next week where Spybar are playing the County Cup against Ashington. What a game that's going to be. See you next week for Sunday's Match Report.